Welcome back. Sorry for the breaking transmission. So yeah, let me say this again for those at the back. This is the part two of the same episode. So if you missed the first episode, or if you're just clicking this, try to listen to the first episode for context. But yeah, so yeah, let's get back to where we were. All right. Move on to the next. This one is actually interesting. So Nola, you'd answer first. Yeah.
Okay.
So you choose, this is the stuff, you choose a superpower, but Josh gets to choose the side effect, and then go vice versa. So what would be your superpower?
Okay, what would be my superpower?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, ask the question again.
Okay, so this is how it would go. You would choose a superpower, but Josh gets to choose the side effect.
Okay.
Yeah, so what would be your superpower?
Wait, kind of, before you talk, can I begin it with the side effects? Or I can just say anything I like?
Can you?
Can I be lenient with the side effects?
I mean, we'll first see what you first go with. Then, if it's too much, you do a retake.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, what my superpower is, and Josh, like, I think my superpower would be to be able to control things in my brain.
To
be like exceptionally brilliant and like able to control stuff in my brain. Yeah.
Oh, so basically me.
What?
move on. What would be the the side effect?
Anytime you control something with your brain, a child dies.
Well,
you don't know the child. Child of a stranger dies.
Ooh.
Wait, every time I control something in my head, the child dies.
Wait, like child of a stranger.
Would die, okay.
Fuck,
so would you take the power?
No.
Why?
A child would die.
But you don't know the child.
People die every... I say a stranger, not someone you know. People die
Like, you really don't know the person now. And you would not know who the person is.
First, easy. I'm so I'll be controlling a lot of things in my head. I probably not even stand up for one thing.
No, I feel like if you have that side...
Children, I would die.
No, but I know... I feel like if you have that kind of side effect, you'd be more responsible. You wouldn't just use it then. Yeah. It's just like, oh, maybe if you want to cheat on an exam or something like that.
I won't be responsible as long as you're a stranger.
Wow. Okay. So you wouldn't take it that is. Josh, what would be your own superpower?
I'm stuck between telepathy or invisibility. She said telekinesis, like to be able to move things. Yeah. I said telepathy or invisibility.
Being invisible.
Yeah, like if I could like just control it, or telepathy, like I could read people's
pick
mind.
Pick one.
It'd be so cool. Well, I'll choose telepathy.
Okay, Lola, what would be the side effect?
Every time you use your power, 1.5 years will be taken from your life.
Wait, one what?
1.5 years. 1 year, 6 months.
1.5 years.
Yeah, 1.5 years. I don't think you are living long either. Mm. So.
I see. I'll probably die at like 8. If I had the power, I'm dead at like 8 years old. Let me think about it. So, if I read 2 people's mind in 1 year, that's 3 years of my life.
That's 3 years.
Yeah.
So, by the time I'm 40, I'll have had 120 years of my life. But it's not worth it. Because me, I would read girls. Let's say I just try to like holler at a girl, like on the road or something. Or like I'll just like start spitting lines or something. Yeah, I'll be forced to like read her mind to see if she's killing me. Oh. Like, you get. So I cannot even do 2 a year. I'll probably do like 10 a year. 10, that's 15 years. I'm not taking it.
You would die such a hurry, like so quick. I feel like somebody has that power. By
6.
By the time the person has that power, in 1 week, he will be like, what the fuck?
And you know, it's not just like 1.5 years taking from your life. You literally will be aging.
Wait, you'll be aging?
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not a power now. That is a cost now. What kind of monster's cost is that?
Exactly. So,
imagine you're in an exam hall and you don't know shit. Guy, you go, they sweat, say you don't want that. Where you have everybody's mind to read.
It would be easier to just be failing.
In an exam hall, I'll get like 40 years of my life. Just one exam. Just one paper. Just one test. I'll get like 40 years of my life. I'm not taking the power. You don't want it.
Okay. Wait, okay, now. Let me try to make both your superpowers easier. Let me see if you will take it. So, Lola, would you still take the power if the side effect would be explosive diarrhea? Like, immediately you use it, you just have explosive, it would just go. The thing goes.
Okay, you mean me?
Yeah, like you're mind controlling something anytime you use it.
No.
Josh, it's the same side effect. Anytime you read somebody's mind, it's. Skinny king, and the poo. You can't control no, it. You are just going to like your whatever you are wearing like this. It's a madness. Would you still take it?
You won't take it.
Yeah.
It depends. I've never worn adult diapers before, but. The examples I gave of me using my powers like as me like being in public. So if an adult diaper could like contain it, you get, I would take it.
But think about it.
I'm wearing an adult diaper.
Josh, but think about
nobody
it.
Nobody will know.
You're in an exam hall. Funny faces, you're though. In an exam hall and you've done like read like 3 times. How many times you think before your diaper is
bro, I go wear like 3 diapers. Guy, my pants will be so baggy. They will think I'm one of those old boys now. What is odd? Is it odd or odd? I go deform kidney for them. They wear baggy and singlet or something.
Well, you're a brave man. I'm not going to lie. All right. Let's move on. The big one. Okay. Lola, so now this is the question. If you could commit a crime, and by committing that crime, it would ensure that nobody will be able to commit that crime ever again, what crime are you committing?
If what I could, we'll come again.
All right, so you have to commit a crime.
Okay.
And... Mm-hmm. Once you commit, by you doing so, it ensures that nobody would be able to commit that same crime anymore. Again, ever, forever. So what crime are you going to commit?
Will I go to jail?
Would you go to jail? No.
Will I be like the sacrificial lamb for like everybody?
No, let's say you don't go to jail. Let's say you don't go to jail. So,
let's say I don't. Okay, what would I do? I think I would honestly, all of them are bad.
Yes.
What's the first thing that came to your mind?
The first thing that came to my mind was prostitution.
Wow.
Like, really?
You know, people actually go to the prostitution, yeah.
It's legal in some countries.
What did you say?
Like, prostitution is legal in some
no,
countries.
No. I don't even think prostitution should be legal. No, don't get me wrong. I don't think in any setting it should be legal. I feel like it should be decriminalized, but not legalized. In the sense that
that's
if you
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That like if you legalize something, then the government can control
this
it.
Is
government
a
to regulate
discussion
it.
For that day. Is this podcast about
do you know what
prostitution be legalized?
Wait, do you know why I choose prostitution?
Okay,
it's,
why?
People actually go to jail for prostitution. Yeah, I don't know if in Nigeria they actually do. But
yes, it, yes, it's because of it's criminalized. It's criminalized. What I mean is that
so yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if me doing it would actually like stop people from doing it or going to jail, then fine, I would actually do it.
Why prostitution?
That's what first came to my head. The second one was killing people. So yeah.
Why? Okay.
What do you mean why?
Why? No. It's so you're ready to kill someone. Lola.
Yeah, stop people from killing. Yeah,
who you? No. So, who would you kill? Like, if you're like, you have to stop killing. Who is the person you would kill? Like, you have to like mention a specific person.
I don't have anybody at the top of my head. But
you have to mention. See, we have a lot of time. We can wait. You have to think. You have to mention someone that
why
you would kill.
Really. Honestly, I don't know because
wait. Sorry. It sounds like Josh is trying to set himself up so I can mention somebody he wants to kill.
Because
I don't know. Is there somebody you want to kill?
I'm not killing anybody.
Psych! Before people would come here, I could have killed a lot. I'm telling you. Look at my face. Like I could have killed a lot of people.
I don't have anybody on top of my head. Like, because... Wait, but Josh, that would be crazy because... How would you just have somebody in your head that you want to kill?
That's what I'm saying.
I do
like,
not have somebody
terrorist,
in my head that
that terrorist title is not to it.
It's not far from
I do not have someone in my mind that I want to kill. That
okay.
I
so
can
why would, why
say
why
on this podcast.
Have somebody? Oh, you that you can say on the podcast. Can you imagine?
Yes. My FBI agents would listen to this podcast. Please don't come at me. Thank you.
which FBI agent waste money on you, Josh? What crime would you commit?
Embezzlement of public funds, because that will like reduce a lot of crimes.
Embezzlement. Wow.
Let's say a politician embezzles money. Blah 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 blah. It reduces the standard of living of
this guy's a bastard. You don't even want to suffer.
Blah blah blah.
I'll be rich. Justice reply.
Josh is a thief.
It has to be money.
What else?
Money. Let your owolo to come.
What else?
Nothing about value for life. Money, Misha.
What of you only sex. Nax. Everything, Nax.
I feel awkward now because I'm saying like I think I'm going to go for rape. I think I'm going to rape somebody.
I'm going to reply on 2000. Repeat it. Say
no.
It again. Yeah,
I said I would end rape. That would be the crime I would choose to end.
So it means you have to rape someone.
That's what you said.
All right.
But I feel like I feel like rape will help.
My part of.
Can I explain, please?
You feel like rape will help what?
Rape helps a lot of people. It helps both men and women and children. You understand? Because it's like everything will class as rape. So I just have to take one vanity and I end a major crime that affects everybody. So yeah.
So in short, you rape someone.
I would end rape, please. Mark Obama.
By raping someone.
At least I'm adding value to humanity. Imagine living in a life where nobody has to be worried about being raped.
By raping somebody.
See, it's the game. I'm playing the game.
All right. Don't hate the player, hate the game. The voice behind Mafejomi podcast is a...
So moving on to the next scenario. Okay. So now, you guys, listen. You and four others are in a competition. Mm-hmm. And you have 48 hours to kill yourself. The person that does the most spectacular death, like you have the most spectacular death, the other person is revived back to life and is granted immortality. You have a budget of $100,000
I have to kill someone.
You have to kill yourself.
Uh-huh.
You have 48 hours to kill yourself. And
yeah.
That has the most spectacular death would be revived and be granted immortality. Now, these are the rules. Each person has $100,000 to, finance whatever kind of crazy idea of a suicide you want to do. And the second rule is that if you do not kill yourself in that 48 hours, you'll get shot at the end of it. So either way, you are going to die.
Immortality that they are granting me, does it come with money too?
Yes, you would also win $1 billion after.
Sorry, let Lola answer first. Let Lola answer first.
So this is it.
How would you go about killing yourself?
You stab your fingers. Wait. Stab your fingers.
Calm down. Let me just go on. So basically what I'll do is that I'll measure my hand, I'll measure 1 cm. Now for every I'll make it fast, kind of. I'll stab my fingers. I'll measure 1 cm.
Okay.
Chop it off. Another 1 cm, chop it off. When I'm done with my fingers, I'll do this with my right hand, so definitely I'll do this with my left finger. Now when I'm done with that,
Lola, chill. I just want to say something to everybody with a dirty mind listening to this podcast right now. Trust me, the two of us were thinking of the same thing. Okay, Lola, go on.
What were you talking about?
So now,
wait, sorry, what?
Lola, go on. No, let me just finish.
So now when I'm done with my left hand,
okay,
I would... Yes. Now I'm going to stop because I know the vein, sorry, the artery. The vesicles on my wrist, if I don't stop the bleeding,
they'll what? Why is this? Okay, wait. Josh, why are you laughing?
If I don't hold the bleeding, I'll probably...
Wait, Lola. Sorry. Hold on, Josh, why are you laughing?
Can't you hear how mad what she said is? How...
No, I honestly cannot. Lola, can't hear anything in what you are saying.
Can I hear how mad it is? It's mad now, because why would you measure 1 cm from
your finger? No, Josh is talking about something else. His own head is somewhere else.
Lola, go on. Lola, my mind is in the gutter.
I don't even get your mind. Where is the gutter that your mind is going to?
Alright, let's go. Let's just go. Ignore me.
Okay, so please let me finish.
Alright, go on.
So now when I'm done, I'm going to hold the bleeding on my left wrist so I don't bleed out to them.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go to my foot. Okay, no, I'm going to go in between my thighs. Now in between my thighs. Chill, calm down. It's not what you guys are thinking. Now, in the inside of my thighs,
yeah,
I have my vessels whereby I can also bleed out from. Actually, what I'll do is that I'm just going to go cut open my thighs to where those vessels are. I'm an anatomist, so I know where exactly it is. I'm going to chop the nerve. I'm going to chop the vein. No. That'll make me die. I'll chop the vein.
Okay.
And wrap it up so I don't die. Wrap it up so that it doesn't bleed out. when I'm done with my, that's my right eye. When I'm done with that, I'm going to open up my, chill. I'm going to break my bones. I'm going to break my scapula up here. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's when you guys are in science, that's when you understand. I'm going to break my scapula. The muscles that are attaching to it, I'm also going, because breaking my scapula means that the muscles that are attaching to it is also like, would be affected. So basically pain in the whole of my left arm, everything. Then I'm just going to go to my neck. Now there's a part I'll slice in my neck that will not make me die. So I'm going to just slice the part in my neck. When I'm done with that, I'll open up all those things that I covered up. That will make me bleed out. I'll leave them so that I'll bleed out. Then I'll go to my head. I'll break the back of my skull. Like literally, I know breaking the back of my skull. So now breaking the back of my skull, there's a way I'll do it, but I will still not die. So basically, after breaking the back of my skull, I'm just going to go in, get to my nerves. And by the time I've gotten to my nerves will literally just off. Somehow, maybe I don't know, but I shall cut off my head. So I would have started dying by then because my vessels will be bleeding out from my thighs and my wrist. So yeah, that's what I'll do.
Okay. All right, so
I'm scared.
Let me talk. Since you guys heard what she just said, her name is Lola.
Yeah.
So if you are dating any Lola out there, please don't cheat on her. I'm begging you. I'm begging you with all my life.
Yo, if you are there,
just break up. Just see if Kondi catch you like this, if you are on it like this, just break up. Don't even go and watch porn. Break
your
up.
Shit.
Shit.
Like, the details.
You know, yeah, break scapula, break.
Josh, details. I will cut here, I will cut there. I will shake in.
I could have killed a lot.
No, because I'm telling
you, guy, you've thought of. No. You've thought of. See, forget anatomy. You've thought of this before.
You have
and I'm sure it's not on yourself.
That guy is
true. It's not on yourself.
You know where it's true, guys. You know. Wait, hold on. You know, if.
Okay.
Do this thing, guy. I'll literally start from
Wait,
you've
thought of this.
Okay. Sorry, please.
Wait, you've thought of this.
Josh,
the way she answered the questions, as if, oh my God, I've been waiting for this question all my life.
I swear.
Wow.
I was thinking of moving to Lola. No. Calm down. I was thinking of moving to Lola after this podcast, but now
I'm scared for my life.
I'm going to church tomorrow. I have to give my life to Christ.
Wait, Josh, let me see how you can top that. How are you doing your own day?
I'm going to die. I'm not trying to kill myself. Like, I'm legit like allowing someone to kill me.
No, but see,
I feel like
at the end of the day, you are going to die either way. So why not just try the most spectacular one? Why are you laughing?
Well, one case my mind, I can't say it on this podcast, so I'll probably make it like a live execution. Let's say, let me think. The only creative way I can think is like a live execution.
Sorry?
But I doubt it would be like a live execution. Like, I would get a way, like, I'll find a way to like get onto like live TV or something.
You find a way to
then
get
I'll
what?
Then pass like a like onto live TV.
Okay.
So like the biggest platform I could get, let's say a World Cup final, I run onto the pitch, or NASA, but I can't get into space now. There's a live NASA broadcast that runs like 208 on YouTube or something.
Ah, Mama, this is a joy spoil.
Yeah,
like, you want to hear like, you killing yourself. I feel like killing myself.
No, I'm trying to like see. It doesn't have to be creative. Once I get into like a live, you can remove all these ones you're saying about patella, scapula. If it's like in private, like it won't Yes, it's crazy. Like, people won't even know. Like, it was crazy.
But nobody cares about people. It's only the judges now. The judges will see whichever way you
kill. Okay, who will judge the creativity if you kill yourself in your room?
You say?
It's the aftermath they will see. It's the aftermath they will see.
He has just been talking about...
Let me know. Let me finish my speech.
Okay.
So, this chance...
Bro, I'm even this, me. I'm like, I'll kill cup, myself before you get to kill yourself. Like, what the fuck, bro?
This World Cup... Oh, let me get to my point. This World Cup final. I mean, World Cup. You know this World Cup in Qatar, yeah?
Yes.
I don't have to do much. Just at the end of the closing ceremony, I just shoot myself in the head. Like... Other people have done the creative aspect. Like, imagine if, you know, they get like bare, like people to like dance and all. Then the climax will be the end. So I didn't have to do much. I just have to be like a volunteer. Then at the end of all the paparazzi, all the mesmerizing and all, I just shoot myself in the air to be creative as fuck. You call me an artist.
You're definitely not coming back.
Or something. Nomps.
You're definitely not coming back. Let's move on.
But I have to like people have to no people have to see it. Like bare people have to see it. I can't just keep myself in my room.
Yeah, but you're talking as if people would
carry
it. Like it's not perspective. People would be scared now. If you watch somebody kill themselves, like, oh my god, that's sad. That's not exciting. It's not you won't kill yourself
it's
and people
creative,
be like
though.
Yes! People be shouting and jubilating. People would run away and be scared. If
imagine after like closing ceremony or let's say even the opening ceremony, I carry a placard, stop abortion, shoot myself in the head, bam, in the World Cup. Guys, they are talking about they will talk about this for like 40 years. Fuck. Maradona that scored own goal in 1980s or something. They still talk about it now. I mean, that scored what with it? Like they say own goal.
How on earth did we get
I'm just I don't know. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was, but let's move on to like the quick fire round. So quick fire rounds, you guys just give your quick answers. So would you speak every language in the world or be able to communicate with animals? Josh.
Be able to communicate with animals.
Communicate with animals anytime, any day.
Vaso speaking every language.
Can you imagine to be? Nah, people are fucked up. If I speak any language, I don't have money to. Imagine I could speak every language and I'm stuck in Lagos. What's the point?
Lola, what's your own reasoning behind speaking to animals?
I think I've always wanted to like hear the opinions of animals. Like, let's hear you out. So, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
The advantage of if you can speak every language is one, it's easy to make money. I feel like you can just create content.
Compared to speaking with animals, communicating with animals.
Bro, who the fuck wants
being
to
a
know,
linguist?
Who the fuck wants to know what your dog is saying? I'm not feeding the dog. Imagine telling my dog.
No,
bastard or something. Why would I want to hear that?
Imagine I make a video of a lion, a bear, and a tiger doing legwork with me.
This guy's a fool.
Just imagine.
Okay, yeah.
Because I could communicate with them.
You're very stupid.
Imagine. I could make bear money than being a linguist. What the heck are you talking about?
Trisha, I feel I would also choose animals because I feel like there's a lot of people that speak a lot of languages, but you'd be the only one that
plus there are a lot of fishes like without teeth that can.
Even the quick fire round. So. Yeah. Next question.
But those fish. No, let's go back to those fishes without teeth.
Oh, fucking.
I know some of you understand what I'm talking about, but.
On the judgment day, you will cry.
All right, next question.
What would you do if you had the power to make one thing illegal and one thing legal? So one thing that is already legal that you feel you change it to illegal and something that is illegal that you make it legal. So Josh, you go first.
Okay,
one thing I'll make legal is abortion.
Okay, what would you make legal?
Then
Sorry, what would you make illegal?
No, I'm trying to think. Wow, I'm trying to think. It's not coming to my mind yet.
Okay, Lola, you answer your own.
One thing I would literally make legal is abortion too. I'll make abortion legal. One thing I'll make illegal is literally misogynistic men having podcasts. It's going to be illegal. You're not misogynistic. You're not misogyny, so you don't practice misogyny. So you won't. Anyway, let's not get into that. All of them, all those people, males, and all those people that are not feminists, that are just men haters. You people are not feminists. You people are just men haters. All of you join together. You're making like you'll never be on social media, basically. It's illegal for all of them.
Okay, okay.
I'm still trying to think of what I'll make illegal.
Quick, okay, yeah. What would you make illegal?
I'm still trying to think, but I can't. Nothing is coming to my head. Before, like,
well, I'm not surprised.
Bare people, okay. All these, no. All these, are you mad? All these people that justify, I'll make this, is it astronomy?
Astrology.
Okay, zodiac signs.
Astrology.
Okay, that's astrology.
Guy, like,
I might do guy, that. Like, I might do that too.
I have bare people that justify shit to that guy. Like,
I might do that too. I might do.
I'll make it legal. You just say I'm a cancer. Prison straight.
I'm telling you.
fuck that. Yeah, I think I would do that too.
I want to sub somebody first.
Okay.
Tenny, you are going to prison. Thank you. Next.
Tenny, don't worry. You wouldn't be alone. Jumoke, yeah, you're joining. So anyway, guys, that's it. We've come to the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. I honestly, this was so fun. Before we go, you know what? This is the part where you guys get to shout out your socials or shout out anyone you want to shout out to. Lola, who do you want to shout out to? And shout your socials out to.
I don't like anybody. Okay, I want to shout out to myself.
Okay.
No. Okay, now I want to shout out to the host.
Yeah, he's obviously. The host
for... Yeah, because he's actually... I love his podcast. Probably... Yeah, so to you, Sha.
Thank you. Your socials. Do you want to shout out your socials?
Oh, my social media. Yeah. Okay, yes. Please follow me on Instagram at Oluola Odubela. Basically simple, just Oluola Odubela.
Okay.
I just started last year, so yeah, follow me. And then follow my fashion illustration page. On the page, so my Instagram page and my book content page. So yeah.
Okay.
To you Sims out there that are already typing in her Instagram page, I just want to remind you about how she said she would kill somebody. So you have to think, is it worth it? All right,
Josh, who do you want to shout out to?
I have to shout out my best friend Tunayo, my siblings, my number one enemy Tenny and Longman. The two of them are fighting for that spot. I have to shout out my primary school teacher, Mr. Ekanem, in primary school.
Oh my god, no.
My GS1 teacher, Ms. Azubiki.
Alright, yeah, so she's please.
My GS3 teacher, Ms. Muddy. Mr. Ahmed. my SS1 teacher, Ms. Fayemi. SS2,
please.
Ms. Chike.
Please.
SS3, Mr. Akinduro. Mr. Akinduro out there, thank you for everything you've done.
You literally are going to cut this part off.
So, my SHM 101 lecturers.
Josh, please now. Starting
from.
Please.
What?
Please. So, you actually have your socials.
Okay, my socials.
Yeah.
Everything is Josh Salks, JOSHSALKS. Everything, Instagram, Snapchat, Reddit, everything is Josh Salks.
All right. Thank you. Well, if you're not following me on Twitter, I don't know what you're doing, honestly. I don't know. I don't get it. What are you doing? Why? You know, let's stop this. Pause this. Pause the show. Open your phone now. You know, go on Twitter now. Yes, I can see you. Yes, yes. You are trying to ignore me that, oh, you shut up. No, I'm not going to shut up. Pick that phone up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Open that app. Yeah. Okay, scroll down. Scroll down. I don't see go. Where's that? Scroll down. Okay, yeah, that's Twitter. Click it. The search button. What's that on the search bar? Ha. Okay. I'll keep quiet. All right. Now, Mafe Jokpami Pod. At Mafe Jokpami Pod. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Click that follow button. Turn on post notifications so you don't miss anything. Although I do be tweeting in the middle of the night. I don't get it. But anyway, that's by the way. And once again, as usual, remember to stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business. But most importantly, my fejo. Pami. So yeah, that's it, guys. If you listen up to this point, you already know what to do. And yeah, we'll catch you guys later. Bye-bye. You people say bye-bye now.
For that, bro.
Oh, bye. I mean, yeah, bye.
Oh, I coach you down. I'm afraid you're